After September 11, 2001, the search was on for new technologies that could solve security problems, especially at airports. Hopes were particularly high for facial recognition software designed to spot terrorists before they could board a plane. Those initial expectations were dashed, though, when the technology's accuracy was brought into question. Now, as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, facial recognition has found other routes onto the security landscape.
When facial recognition systems were posted at airports, civil liberties groups howled. People like Barry Steinhardt of the American Civil Liberties Union said the technology is just too unreliable.
If you are not giving us any safety benefit, first of all, there's no reason to do it. But secondly, it's going to result in so many false positives, so many innocent people being accused. That itself has civil liberties consequences.
But facial recognition has found new life in less sensitive applications. At a recent Washington, D.C. conference called Inside ID, security companies hawked their wares: fingerprint readers, smart cards, and facial recognition software. In case you missed the explanations delivered on many news programs after September 11th, facial recognition reads the geometry of your face. Francis Elasny of facial recognition vendor Identix says that lets the software sift through thousands of photographs.
And what this computer is doing is it's automating the search process, but it narrows down the results so that a human being can go in and analyze it further to confirm that that person is actually in the database.
Airline passengers might not like being compared to a database of criminals, but criminals can't object when the cops search through mugshots. Zelazny calls up a composite sketch a victim might help put together and searches through thousands of mugshots for possible matches.
And our correct match is here, and you could see that a professional sketch artist would be able to draw a picture good enough to search against a facial recognition database to come up with the actual identity of the person.
In Pinellas County, Florida, police use this technology to check the identity of arrestees. Lieutenant Jim Main says they also use it to try to match faces taken from surveillance cameras.
You can take a photo of someone and try to establish a name to go with it. Those are traditionally used for bank robberies, ATMs, surveillance cameras from banks or convenience stores.
And the faces of law-abiding citizens are also getting this treatment. Many motor vehicle departments use these systems to screen out fraudulent applications. And machine-readable passports are also incorporating facial recognition data. Barry Kiefauver of the International Civil Aviation Organization told an audience recently this technology was chosen for a simple reason.
Because it's there. Because it's done now, and a lot of process, procedure, and public perception are already tuned to providing a facial image for identification, for particularly for a passport.
U.S. immigration authorities will be turning to facial recognition in the future, but initially at least they will simply be verifying the identity of the passport bearer. They won't be comparing the photograph to that of every known terrorist. Professor Jim Wayman of San Jose State University says that makes good security sense.
What is the likelihood that Osama bin Laden is actually going to walk through Kennedy Airport in New York? Very, very, very low. But yet every person coming through that airport has to be compared to a picture of Osama bin Laden, and you're going to be dealing day after day after day with all these people walking through the system that have some enough resemblance to Osama to trigger the alarm.
So concerns about the accuracy of facial recognition have limited its most aggressive uses. But facial recognition's appeal could grow. As people pass through these systems, they'll be contributing to a growing number of high-quality photographs. The ACLU's Barry Steinhardt says that creates new threats.
We shouldn't be creating large databases of biometrics. We should be saying, is that the person whose fingerprint appears on the identity document that they just presented? Not, is that the person who matches the number 5062 in our database?
Once that happens, Steinhardt says, people could be followed everywhere. That means that as facial recognition overcomes its technological limits, it may require new legal constraints. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.